Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, July 25th, 2006. Today's message is titled Spiritual Roots. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our privilege to prepare and to share these messages with you each weekday morning. The scripture text today is from Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. Brooksine will read it.
So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as the Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness.
This last weekend, a friend of ours gave us a crepe myrtle plant to transplant. For several years, Brooksine has wanted one of these beautiful flowering trees, ever since we saw them when we visited friends in North Carolina. They are very expensive in a nursery, so we waited.
Although it's best to transplant in the early spring or fall, we needed to get it into the ground. So yesterday evening, after it cooled down, we both went out, found a suitable location, and Stephen dug the hole for the plant. I took care of the finer details and finished the job, watering the hole and then the newly transplanted crepe myrtle.
During the transplant process, the roots were exposed for a short time, although we tried to secure the dirt around them. Actually, we hopefully will never see the roots again, as they aren't the part of the plant we desire to look at in an ornamental. The roots are vital to a plant's health. We'll be carefully tending and watering the crepe myrtle over the next several weeks until the plant is thriving and the root system is firmly established.
Let's consider the word rooted from our daily text this morning. Paul draws on a familiar agricultural analogy. Perhaps he had in mind the teaching of our Lord, who warned of the deadly spiritual condition of rootlessness in the parable of the sower. Jesus said of the seed that fell on rocky places, "But since he has no root, he lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away," from Matthew 13:21.
Roots are a vital part of the believer's life. Our daily verse tells us we are to be, quote, rooted and built up in him, end quote. The word for root figuratively means to be stabilized. In Christ we find life-giving soil and a sustaining foundation. However, we have the responsibility to implement the means of grace that God has ordained for our rooting. We all need a good, solid, ever-growing root system that reaches deep into the spiritual soil for the nourishment and stability that God has graciously provided. This will render us both faithful and fruitful. Developing and maintaining a solid spiritual root system is an active, lifelong pursuit. Are you rooted in Christ today? Are your spiritual roots expanding deeper and broader? I thank God for the inexhaustible supply of spiritual nutrition and water available to the believer who is rooted in Christ.
Let's pray. Lord, we are so very grateful that our family roots are not the sole source of who we are or what we can accomplish. Our spiritual roots, because of our well-grounded faith in you, goes much deeper and spreads much broader. We're able to accomplish the impossible because our roots are connected to the miracle worker. It helps us to overcome the pain of our past and deal with the unwelcome circumstances of the present. May the water of your Holy Spirit quench our thirst and the spiritual food from your word satisfy our hunger. We've tasted and seen that the Lord is good. As we're firmly rooted in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for sharing that prayer with us. And I pray it's the prayer from each heart today of each one that has received the Lord and is earnestly following Christ. Well, again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our web ministry in its various formats is called Daily Encouragement Net. Each morning we prepare these messages, send them to an email list of several thousand, update a website, prepare the podcast, and also automatically goes to an RSS feed, and my latest edition is a mobile version for folks that might receive it on cell phones. It's a joy to share God's Word. We do have a couple of other resources today on the website. Again, our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. There is a video and an audio. If you can listen to the video, I'd listen to it first. It's a little bit higher quality. Of a great song that Brooks and I have both enjoyed for several years now called Your Grace Still Amazes Me. And the video is from a church that I often use the resources from in Canada. Wellington Church is a brother by the name of Hiram Joseph, who is a Canadian, a wonderful singer, tenor. The other one is a duet, more of a home studio type sound, but it may be easier for many of you to access if, according to your connection speed. And they do a great job, too. I'm thankful for all the people that seek to put resources up on the Internet. Not only the big super churches that can do so polished and professionally, but many smaller churches as well that share content over the web. And I ask God's blessing to each one that does it and seeks to do a good job. And Jeff and Karen are their names, and they do a good job. And that should be also available if you care to listen to it. Well, have a blessed day today. The final resource I'll have up is a picture I just took this morning. Obviously, having just transplanted the, crepe myrtle. I want to say Cape Verde, but crepe myrtle, there's not really a beautiful picture there, but it's a picture of one of my wife's flowers today, Brooksine's flowers. Give the site a little color. Have a blessed day. Continue to stay faithful and encouraged.